13 Days of Halloween, Penance, a co-production of iHeart3D Audio, Blumhouse Television, and Grim and Mild from Aaron Mankey. Headphones recommended. Listener discretion advised.
And so finally, I was free. But I was hopelessly lost. At first, the motivation was simple. Get as far, as fast, as fucking possible from that island. I remember the moment I finally lost sight of it. When there was nothing but water on every horizon. I didn't know how to navigate at sea, and even if I had, I had no idea where in the world I was. So I picked a direction and followed it. And I kept a record. Day one, escaped hell. The days were long. The moon was bright. I slept as little as possible, and I ran as long as I could. And day two, I ran out of gas. There were some provisions on the lifeboat, and I rationed everything out, but it wasn't enough to start with. Day three, out of food. Day four, out of water. Things start to get hazy after that, and there was no escape from the sun. The fifth day was the storm. All I could do was keep the rudder in my grip. I managed not to capsize, but lost both my paddles and the remainder of my strength. Day six. Sunburnt, sleepless, starving, and dehydrated. This is where my recollection and my logs fail me. I am dying. Somewhere in there, I lost consciousness.
Señorita? Señorita? ¿Puede oírnos? ¿Está ella respirando? Es apenas. Sácala ahora. Cuidadoso, cuidadoso.
¿Qué guíes?
Aquí, a la sombra.
It was a surprise to wake up at all. At first, I could only tell that it was a hospital. It turned out I was in Colombia.
¿Sabes dónde estás? ¿Lo que le pasó? ¿Qué tan cerca estuviste de morir?
¿Te sientes mejor? ¿Necesitas algo? ¿Hay algo que podemos hacer por ti? ¿De dónde eres? ¿A dónde vas? ¿Podemos contactar a alguien? ¿Tienes familia?
Yes, familia. Yes, sí. Even before I was abducted, it had been a long time since I talked to Mom and Dad. Luckily, they haven't changed their number since 1997.
Hello? Mom? Mom, it's Sayuri?
What?
Is...
Did you say?
Is that really?
Yeah, Mom, it's me.
Give me the phone. Who is this?
Dad, it's Sai.
No, it
Dad.
Can't.
Dad!
Is it really? Sayuri?
Yeah, Dad, it's me.
Where? What? Where have you been?
It's a long story. But it's over now.
Turns out I'd been missing for a year. Everyone thought I was dead. Mom and Dad offered to wire me some money. Wanted to get me home right away, but it turned out to be more complicated.
Aquí están los libros que pediste. Llegaron por correo justo ahora.
Ah, gracias, Montserrat. Gracias por toda tu ayuda. Todos ustedes han sido tan buenos conmigo. With no identification and no record of my entry in South America, proving my identity to the feds turned out to be tricky. And it kept me in Colombia a full another year.
¿Crees que este será el último paso? ¿Y ahora finalmente puedes irte a tu hogar?
Espero que sí. De verdad, espero que sí. I never got to thank the fisherman that rescued me some 200 kilometers from shore, unconscious and adrift, probably within an inch of my life. But I had an approximate location of where they picked me up. Very little else survived of my trip. I had lost the key, I had lost the map. The only evidence I had of my experience was the library book, swollen and weather-worn, my notes scribbled within the margins.
Correo.
Gracias, gracias.
Mil gracias, doctor. Aquí está, mi pasaporte.
Ay, qué milagro. Ábrelo.
Ábralo.
Ábralo. Sayuri Rodriguez? It's funny how sure of yourself you can be going into something and how much that can change by the time you make it out the other side.
Vuelo número 6240. Ahora embarcando para Havana.
Maybe my name really was Rodriguez. And it had been the whole time. And somewhere along the way, I had just gotten confused. Something in the trauma, in the abduction, hell, in the drugs, had knocked a screw loose.
Vuelo número 3120, ahora embarcando para Cancun.
I know, it didn't make any sense. And I knew that at the time, but I buried the logic beneath my feelings. For the first time in longer than I could remember, everything felt right with the world, and I just wanted to go home.
Vuelo número 1560, ahora embarcando hasta Washington, D.C.
The trip terrified me. Not only having to prove who I was time and time again.
Your name is Rodriguez?
It is, yeah.
Is the name you were born with?
Yep.
Well, Miss Rodriguez, what was the reason for your travel?
But also, even before all of this, I hadn't seen my parents and... Well, you can just pull over here. I'll walk the rest of the way. Whew. Here we go. I was surprised to see my key still worked. Maybe I should have knocked. Hello? Mom? Dad?
Sayuri!
Is that her?
Who are you?
Can I help you?
Mom, Dad, I know it's been a long time, but
what
I...
is this?
I don't...
Are you telling me you're the one we've been... And sending money?
Dad...
I don't know how you found out about us, how you thought you would pull this off, but whoever you are, you've taken everything you're
Dad,
gonna get.
I can only imagine what you've gone through, but... It's me, Sayuri.
You don't even look like her.
911, what's your emergency?
There is an intruder in our house.
You really don't know me, do you?
Are they there now?
How did you think you could fool us? God, it's like you didn't even try.
I'm sorry. I'll go.
I hope you pay for this. I hope they lock you away forever.
I hope you rot in hell.
With nowhere else to go, I did something probably only psychopaths and victims do. I returned to the scene of the crime. Well, my car's still here. Huh, that's the most parking tickets I've ever seen.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Hi. Coffee?
It's for the customers.
Right, thank you.
Sugar's in the... Never mind, you found it.
Tell me, is the manager in?
I'm sorry, no, and I never really know when they'll be here.
How long have you worked here?
Almost 2 years.
What's your name?
Maddie.
Hi, Maddie. I'm Sai. Man, that is good coffee. I had nothing to offer. No reason, no cover, not even a bribe. Maddie had no reason to help me. But she did.
No, sorry. No customers under the name Talbot. Am I spelling it correctly?
That would be my guess. It was probably expecting too much. Wait, I totally forgot there was a camera in here. Any idea how long the footage stays backed up? 2-year-old security footage seemed like a slim chance, especially given my luck that day. And yet...
I was just curious if your boss was in. You see, I have a return.
A return?
Yes.
We don't really take...
Well, that's why I wanted to come in person. Sort of a special circumstance.
Okay, okay. You have it with you?
In my car.
Your car?
Should be pretty easy for you. I'm parked right in front.
Right, sure. Why not?
That's it? What about the parking lot?
I think it's motion detected just for this room. Who is she?
Someone that's in trouble.
Go. Out the back, I'll cover you.
Thank you. But why?
I don't know what happened to your friend. I hope she's okay, but you seem like you need help too. Now go.
Hello, miss. I was wondering if you could...
Hello.
Hello. I was wondering if you could answer a few questions for me.
You're not... This isn't about those library books I never returned. Oh, I'm so sorry. The truth is, I lost one, and I...
No, nothing like that. Listen, have you seen a woman come in here?
A woman? In here? Why, yes, lots.
Today. Just now.
Today? No, not today.
There wasn't a dark-haired woman in here just before me. Maybe said she used to work here?
No, don't think so. What did she do?
Miss, do you have access to the footage from this camera?
That? Oh, no.
What?
I don't want you to be mad.
What? Why?
Because it doesn't work. I'm sorry. Just...
Okay. Pull it together. No crying.
Nice job, Maddie. Oh, you won. Okay. Come on, old car.
Yes! Fucking Corsica! Never fails!
Now better see about these parking tickets. Whoops! Add it to my sentence. So, things weren't perfect. Really, they were pretty fucked up. I had lost my family, lost my identity. I was on the run from the cops, and no doubt others. But I was free, and I intended to keep it that way. If anything that I remembered had actually happened to me, trying to convince anyone of it would sound fucking crazy. I felt crazy, but also elated. I knew I could never go back to my old life, but you know what? My old life sucked. The universe is said not to give many second chances, and I intended to use mine to the fullest. The little money I had left, stolen, I guess, from the family Rodriguez, brought me all the way west. And I didn't stop until I hit the ocean. Back against the wall, it had gotten me out before. I found myself in a nice town. Big enough to blend in, but small enough not to get lost.
Got an Americano for say Yuri?
Sure. I never had much of a career, no real specialties, but I found at least one thing I was good at.
First of all, put these on.
So take one of these, line it up, and...
Like that?
Wow.
Have you done this before?
I started working on the ground floor of a metal shop, and a few years later, I was running it.
How's that, boss?
Smooth edges. Clean cut. Good work. Just keep following that template. Today you make these.
And tomorrow?
New day, new part. This life was good. Frankly, I didn't like thinking about the other. I could almost convince myself that it didn't happen. That I had lost my mind. Nothing more than a fever dream. A nightmare. But sometimes... I couldn't help myself. Pendleton Rehabilitation Center. I don't know what I expected. Drug rehab. Senior center. Animal sanctuary. Oh, look at the owl. Not even what I was looking for. Pendleton Secret Island Prison. Ooh, where's this? Indiana. And what did I have to go on? A handful of jargon? A collection of first names? Oh, what was it? Dr. Ralph Stanley. Even if I could find something, what would I do with it? MD, LPC, DDS, ENT. Who is that? Okay. Is there a pick? Yeah, definitely not him. All right, we're done. Maybe it was just morbid curiosity, or because I was still looking over my shoulder waiting for them to take me again. But more likely, it was guilt about what I left behind and who. Even if the logic in my head said no, I knew my spirit would never be whole unless I exhausted every possible option. There was one thing I had to build up the courage to try. Turns out Alexander Talbot's not that common a name. Frankfurt, Cyprus. Most of the ones born in this century seemed like dead ends. Facebook, LinkedIn, MySpace. GeoCities? How about the Yellow Pages? In a way, I wish I had never kept digging. Browse by country, browse by state, because I found him. Oh, shit! There was an Alexander Talbot listed in Santa Monica, California. Watch it, fucking lunatic! I don't know what I was thinking. Maybe that if I proved to myself that the only lead was cold, I would be able to leave this all behind for good. His last known address brought me far away from the seaside villas and hilltop mansions, a place no one would ever choose unless they had nowhere else to go. Burned-out shacks, filled with trash and flooded by seawater, people squatting in the wreckage. And that's where I found him.
Spare some change.
Clad in rags, covered in lesions, unwashed, unshaven, and drunk out of his fucking mind. But still, technically alive. Who do you work for?
Yeah, work? Yes, I do work. Any kind. What do you need?
You abduct people.
Abduct?
You don't remember me.
You? Oh, sure I do. And how have the years,
You kidnapped me.
I did?
You threw me in the back of a van.
A van? I could maybe work on a van. You want to show it to me?
Where is the pen?
Pen? I haven't got a pen. Do you have a pen? Maybe we could write something down.
The Pendleton Rehabilitation Center. Where is it?
Rehabilitation Center sounds like a prison.
You are Alexander Talbot.
I am? I mean, I am. I can be.
What the hell happened to you?
To me, I meant to write it down. If only we had a pen.
I thought you died.
Died? Me? No, not me. A healthy is, well, maybe that was the other.
The other? The other what?
The other what? Yes, I believe that's right. We are never alone, you know.
What did you say?
Just like you aren't, just like I'm not. None of us are. Remind me, who did you say was abducted?
I remember thinking I would have preferred a dead end. Talbot couldn't help me. He only raised more questions.
Please, miss, anything you can spare, just trying to get back on my feet.
In reality, we each owed each other a debt. His to me was too great, but mine to him I could afford. Here is $15.60. I wish I had never gone looking. Appreciated what I had instead of focusing on what I didn't. In this, my second life, I had learned more about myself, about who I was, than ever before. But I knew that in the first, I had left a part of me behind, and I would never be whole until I found it. Are we really never alone?
We are not.
Huh!
There is always someone beside us, near us, lifting us up when we fall, watching over us from above.
I haven't been in a place like this for a long time.
And yet, he is watching you all the same.
Yeah, I wonder about that.
Something weighs on you, my child. Heavy on your spirit.
You believe, don't you, that our lives are fated? That all of this has already been written?
I believe God has a plan for each of us.
Then how do you access that information? How do you navigate that course?
The map is faith. The key is prayer.
Yeah, well, what if you pray and God doesn't answer?
He will. The trick is, will you be brave enough to listen even if you don't like what he has to say?
I had to make a decision between what I knew in my head to be safe and what I felt in my heart to be right. Even if it scared the shit out of me.
Where do we start?
Here. East coast of Colombia, near the Panama border.
You said you were at sea for 6 days?
7.
Motored for 2, paddled for 4, adrift for 1?
More or less.
You said the rudder was intact. When you could steer, were you able to plot a course?
East, into the sunrise. Best I could manage.
Mm-hmm. See, with nominal wind and sea currents, I guess you average between 7 and 10 knots. You said you experienced a storm?
Yes, a bad one.
Okay, so let's widen our margin. Well, given all we know, it would seem your point of origin was somewhere in here. Eastern Pacific, north of the equator, within a range of 200 kilometers, the 86th meridian, give or take.
Are there islands out there?
There are the Galapagos, but that would have been just as far as Colombia and in the opposite direction.
How much for the map?
Here's Alpha. You ready?
Let's do this!
My plan only had one step. Find the island. In the unimaginable event that that might be possible, then we'd figure out what was next. You could say I was operating on faith.
That's Medellin.
Yeah, I know it well.
We're coming up on the coastline. If we get all out, it's open water.
Unless we get lucky.
I made 6 trips like this, each time targeting a different coordinate and winding outward in a search pattern. Every time, nothing. And then, on the 7th...
Wait, what's that?
Where?
50 degrees starboard? That little speck? It's not on the map, but that's land!
The pilot lowered the bird in a spiral. Every step down, it came more into view. A rocky coast, green vegetation, and in the center, a stone structure like a colonial fortress. Its maze run between 3 concentric circles with 1 tall tower in the center. I had never seen it like this, but there could be no mistake.
That's it! Hey, do you read me? I said that's it!
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. No doubt.
Well, I have to ask you then. Why did you come back?
What?
When you were free.
Why do you always come back?
Grimes!
Grimes? In the entire history of this place, however long and fucked up that might be, I gotta believe I'm the only person that managed to both break out and smuggle myself back in. I'm sorry I left you here.
I always knew you would come back.
How long have they had you in the dungeon for?
Ever since.
Well, they can't keep us here forever. As far as I'm concerned, nothing has changed. It might take a while, but we already know everything we need to escape. And the next time, no matter what, we go together.
I'd like that.
But don't you feel like you are missing something? What?
I feel like you know. Here there can be 2 of us. But out there...
Doctor wants to see you.
Which one?
Move. Now.
Well, I imagine you had quite an adventure out there. This ought to keep you from skipping out again, at least from my infirmary.
I don't know what you plan to do to me, but leave her out of it. She didn't do anything. It was all me.
Interesting. So you do see her then?
What? Yes, of course.
Sai.
And you hear her?
Hear her do what?
Sai.
In that case, the experiment has been a success.
What experiment?
Sai.
The treatment. The 7-methylionamide. I gather it's exceeded even my own expectations. We have so much data to analyze. But for now, I think it's time to give it a rest. Nurse!
What are you trying to say? That this has all been a hallucination? A dream?
Sai!
Hardly.
Then is someone gonna tell me what the fuck is going on here?
We always knew you were special, Sayuri. In fact, that's why you were brought here in the first place. And why you're back now.
Because of her.
Her.
The pen collects anomalies, right? And the anomaly here is that there's two of us.
Sai, please.
There's nothing to be prideful about. One universe in a hall of mirrors. People meet their doubles all the time. None of us are ever truly alone, you know.
Never alone.
The difference is usually they don't recover. Some lose their minds.
Caval? Grimes?
Sometimes one must be sacrificed so the other can live.
Talbot.
And once in a very long while, someone like you comes along. Able to approach the mirror and step through to the other side. Imagine a world where anyone could do that. Few things could be more useful, especially at a place like the pen. I just have to learn how to harness it. This has all been but a step in that process. A small step, but an important one.
In the syringe, it's more of the same drug, isn't it?
No. This time, it's the antidote.
What will that do?
Sai, listen!
What is it, Lily?
Try to remember.
Remember what?
All of this. This time, try not to forget.
This time? Wait, what is that supposed to mean?
Nothing to worry about, nothing to see. Nothing to hear, nothing to feel, nothing to think, nothing to dream. Just sleep.
I saw her. I spoke to her. We were together. I'm sure of it.
The face in the flame.
What?
You looked into the heart of something powerful and saw yourself staring back.
Okay. Maybe let's say you're right. Then what do I do with that?
What can you do? What can any of us do?
Lights out!
We'll talk about it in the morning.
Okay. Good night, Fripp. Fripp?
Good night, Sayuri.
You don't remember, do you? Do you know how you got here? No, I don't think so. Do you? I have an idea.
See?
13 Days of Halloween, Penance, starring Natalie Morales. Episode 13, Penance, written by Alexander Williams. Editing and sound design by Jesse Funk. Featuring the voices of Miguel Perez, Sandra Valladares, Blair Chandler, Morgan Brown, Jeff Bowser, Sunday Bowling, Aaron Astor, Raphael Corkill, Joseph Whip, Rachel Rosenblum, Chris Jai Alex, Jay Jones, Anna Hamler, and Wilbur Fitzgerald. Directed by Alexander Williams. Executive producers Aaron Mankey, Noah Feinberg, Chris Dickey, Matt Frederick, and Alexander Williams. Supervising producers Trevor Young and Josh Thane. Producers Jesse Funk, Rima Ilkayali, Noemi Griffin, Chandler Mays, and Casby Bias. Script editing by Lauren Vogelbaum. Story consultants Ben Bolin and Matthew Riddle. Casting by Sunday Bowling CSA and Meg Mormon CSA. Production coordinator Wayna Calderon. Production assistants Jenna Johnson and Winona Lowe. Theme music by Rose Azerti, with vocals by Anna Hamler. Recorded at This Is Sound Design Studios in Burbank, California. Engineered by Ross Arono. Special thanks to Romelia Osorio, Nathan Rule, Glenn Nishida, and Rob Mosca. 13 Days of Halloween was created by Matt Frederick and Alexander Williams and is a production of iHeart Podcasts, Blumhouse Television, and Grim and Mild from Aaron Mankey. Learn more about the show at grimandmild.com/13days and find more podcasts from iHeartRadio by visiting the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Happy Halloween.